See, your sons reassembled from west and east at the command of the Holy One, jubilant that God has remembered them. Though they left on foot with enemies for an escort, now God brings them back to you like royal princes carried back in glory. For God has decreed the flattening of each high mountain, of the everlasting hills, the filling in of the valleys to make the ground level, so that Israel can walk in safety under the glory of God. And the forests and every fragrant tree will provide shade for Israel at the command of God. For God will guide Israel in joy by the light of his glory, with his mercy and integrity for escort. The word of the Lord.
Letter of St. Paul to the Philippians. Every time I pray for all of you, I pray with joy, remembering how you have helped to spread the good news from the day you first heard it, right up to the present. I am quite certain that the one who began this good work in you will see that it is finished when the day of Christ Jesus comes. God knows how much I miss you all, loving you as Christ Jesus loves you. My prayer is that your love for each other may increase more and more and never stop improving your knowledge and deepening your perception so that you can always recognize what is best. This will help you to become pure and blameless and prepare you for the day of Christ, when you will reach the perfect goodness which Jesus Christ produces in us for the glory and praise of God. The word of the Lord.
Thanks to be the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
In the 15th year of Tiberius Caesar's reign, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea, Herod Tetrarch of Galilee and his brother Philip, tetrarch of the lands of Arcadia, and Trachonis and Licinius, Tetrarch of Abilene. During the pontificate of Ananias and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. He went through the whole Jordan district, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins, as it is written in the book of Isaiah, saying, "A voice cries in the wilderness, prepare a way for the Lord, make his path straight. Every valley will be filled in, every mountain and hill will be laid low. Winding ways will be straightened, rough roads made smooth, and all mankind will see the salvation of their God." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to thee, O Lord Jesus Christ.
I gather last week when Father Anthony came out, everyone clapped. I said to him this morning, "Thank you for giving me the homily as a gift on your return." But they weren't clapping you, they were clapping because I wasn't here. Preparation. That's what it's about. I want to jump forward beyond Christmas, which might seem unusual. But we're all looking forward to turkey, aren't we? A Christmas turkey with all the trimmings. And then the next day, turkey sandwiches. Yeah? And the day after, turkey casserole. And the day after that, turkey a la king. And we're not finished yet. Turkey burgers. Turkey hot pot. Is that nearly a week? So on the last day, turkey surprise. Do you know, wild honey and locust is looking quite attractive by now, isn't it? Well, maybe not the locust. We're at the second week of Advent. And as I said at the beginning, it's a bit like a desert. We're not sure which way to go. How do we get out of the desert? Do we go forward? Do we go backwards? And then there's this strange man shouting, disheveled looking man, probably a bit aggressive in nature, that's upsetting us. We tend to think of John the Baptist as the voice. And he is, in one sense. But he's a voice of hope. Hope for the future. And I suppose you could call him the saint of second chances. We have a second chance. We have a chance to change. But he wanders into our lives, maybe when we're not expecting it. But God's like that. God wanders into our lives sometimes when we're not expecting it. He never comes on time when you want him to. It's usually very sudden and unexpected. We're going into a season of hearing the Gospel of Luke for the next year. And I suppose it's fitting, given a beloved physician, given our pandemic that's going round the world at the moment. But this new liturgical year we're starting gives us a chance to start again. John the Baptist, it's not like Billy Graham in an air-conditioned arena or here in a cold church. But it can be frightening to listen to what he has to say. He's looking for change. I was reading about a 16-year-old boy in North Korea during the Korean War. And he refused to join the People's Liberation Army, as it was then, when everyone was ordered to join up to defend their homeland. And he was rounded up along with many others and put up against a wall, and he stood there waiting to be shot. And while he's waiting, the officer in charge of the party, or the firing party, noticed that one of the other young men had a rosary in his hand and was praying while looking at the wall. And something came over him that he cancelled the executions. His name was Philip Kim. He wasn't a Christian, but he went on and was converted to Catholicism. He moved to America, married, raised his family. But he never forgot that day, 60 years before, when his wife was dying of breast cancer. She said to him, because by then he had become a permanent deacon, "When I die, you can become a priest. You have my blessing." And when his wife died, he did just that. He was ordained when he was 72. All because of that one moment when someone spared his life, made the right decision. He went on to found the first Catholic Church in San Antonio. But that one decision changed him forever. So what am I trying to get at? Sometimes we don't reach out to grab those moments in our lives that can change everything we do. That one decision that changes the course of path that we're on, how we deal with people, how we talk to people, how we listen to people. And if you've been in the Holy Land, you can understand John's message of trying to get rid of the mountains and the paths, because it's so hilly and the paths are very windy. I think we learnt that with the group that I took to the Holy Land a few years ago. And you could understand how rough the terrain was. But John's telling us, cut it out. Cut out the mountains of our lives. Cut out the winding paths of our lives. All those things that interfere with what we do. We have a chance to make a difference. We have got a chance to change in what we do. So let's look at St. John the Baptist as the saint of, I'm sorry, let's talk. The saint of, where did I go wrong? How can I make things right? The saint of, I'm addicted, I need help. The saint of, bless me, Father, for I have sinned. The saint of the slammed door in one's face. The saint of, I'll pick the phone up. The saint of, I'll mend the fences. And the saint of, I'll heal the wounds. Last week we began the season of Advent. It's a time for making New Year resolutions for us. Let's look at what we can do differently. And resolving to make room for God in our lives. Listen to the saint of second chances. The dark days of December, after all, are not the ending. They are the beginning.